I saw a lot of things that opened my eyes to many realities that we shouldn't take things for granted. Amen. When we live, when we wake up to see another day. When we wake up to see another day, let us look at it as an opportunity to love God more.
Hallelujah.
And to see His glory. I saw people who were very fit and well 5 years ago. I saw them bedridden. Not one, not two, not three. And I heard stories of, yo, you know that man? Oh, he's gone. Oh, he had a stroke. He had high blood pressure. And you know, and the thing, this thing doesn't touch just the small people. It touches even people in high places. So you can see that the money and all the things that we gather as men, they can never be a strong tower in the day of trouble.
Yes. Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And that is the only protection that we can ever get in eternity. Praise God. We're very grateful to God because He has given us an inheritance that cannot be shaken.
At all.
See, the Bible says that once again will I shake the heavens and the earth. And everything that is shakeable will be taken out of place.
Yes.
It shows how temporal this world that we live in is. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We've seen head of states, people who came to the place of high fame, who thought they had everything. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when the time came, they were swept away. Hallelujah. But the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And thank God because we have that name inscribed upon us. So let us not take life for granted, brethren. Hallelujah. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not His benefits. Forget it not, brethren. Never ever forget. That's why we're here to strengthen one another. As sister was here, you know, preaching, I was listening to her with rapt attention. Praise God. And I'm not listening to a woman, I'm listening to the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Because when we meet together, we are eating of one another.
Yes.
This is what they call fellowship. Communing one another to strengthen one another.
Yes.
Because the days are evil.
Yes.
Praise God. The days are evil. You can walk out of here and you will meet a situation that if you are not solid, it will knock you down.
Yes.
Praise God. I'll make a confession. While I was in Nigeria, I met one of those situations. I just saw my horns growing out. Amen. I saw a fork come to my heart. And I saw myself, you know, explode. And when you explode like that, after that, the depression comes. The devil will come and tell you, say, what did I tell you? I told you, just forget it. You can't make it. You're not a pastor. Just come on, just forget this matter. You see, and when those voices to get me in those days, when I feel like that in those days, it will make me backslide for weeks and months, and I will feel depressed, and I can't come back to church again and all that. But no more.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Quickly go there and make up fast with the person, apologize, and move on with your life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So forget not His benefits. Forget, because we forget as men. See, we're very fragile as men. See, we forget. We forget. Just try and do good to somebody today. See, try and be the savior of somebody who is in a big problem today, who is in a pit. Get the person out of that pit. And I tell you, the next day, the person can abuse you. And tell you are a useless person.
Yes, of course.
But the moment when you rescue that person, you are like God to him. See, not because the person is bad. Because we are forgetful. We forget things very easily. We as men, we forget things. You see, even the miracles that Jesus performed in the sight of the disciples, they forgot several times. And He told them, "Have you so dull of hearing? Weren't you there when I multiplied these loaves? How can you see that that is not the problem? Why do you forget so easily?" We forget things so easily as men. So he says, forget not us all His benefits, who forgives all thy iniquities and heals all thy diseases.
Amen.
Praise God, who redeems thy life from destruction and who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed as an eagle. Have you seen the eagle fly? Watch the majesty, the pomp, the splendor of the eagle when he flies and glides in the heavens. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is, the Bible says, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? They shall mount up with wings of eagle. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's a very high level of attainment in Christ. See, the eagles, they actually lay their feet on the high mountains. That's why it says, where the eagles gather, there the body will be.
Yes.
We're speaking about Mount Zion. We're talking about the elevated heights of God. Hallelujah. Where God is gathering his people unto. Praise God. The ordinary birds, tiny birds, cannot get to that height. Those high, high mountain heights. Hallelujah. And God is taking us there because he's renewing our youth.
Hallelujah.
Giving us the strength for those who wait upon him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, this is the work of the Lord. Redeeming thy soul from iniquity. Destruction. Now, destruction here speaks of the pit. See, if you look through the Psalms talks of the pit. The pit. Have you heard of the miry clay? Have you heard of the pit? This is synonymous to the realm of the grave, where men have gone to sojourn in the transgression. Praise God, no matter how a man might look glorious in all his outward appearance, he's nothing but one who is in the pit. Praise God, when Adam transgressed, I always mention Adam because Adam is a parable of how we left God's glory. Praise God. Adam represents, if you look at the genealogy in the book of Matthew and Luke, it says Adam was a son of God. The father of God was Adam. As the father of Adam was God. Look at this, read the Bible. You see, so you could see Adam, what was reigning in life, actually had license to call God Father. He walked in that consciousness that Christ came to walk in, to reveal to us. The Garden of Eden is not a place you go to when you die, when naked people run up and down and having fun and all that kind of stuff. Amen. The Garden of Eden is a realm, see, where we're in perfect harmony with God.
Mm.
Praise God. And that is all you need, because when you know that you are one with the Father, you don't even need a dime in your account. You don't need to sweat anything, because that all power is restored to you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, I want us to understand the scope of this ministry is to reveal to us and bring us back to that place.
Amen.
Even as I speak, the word also is going back to me and going back to everybody.
Amen.
And we all will speak with that same tongue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says that he redeems our life from the pit. And he does this by communication. Lifting us out of the pit. Lifting us out of the dungeons. Lifting us out of the prison houses, where we are bound to a lustful nature, a sinful nature. He lifts up us by announcing to us the truth, revealing to you the truth. And you know the truth, the Father has loved you with an everlasting love.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. As the east is from the west, God has removed your sins from you. Does not anybody know the distance between the east and the west?
No.
There is no, it's infinity. That means it has completely been abolished. Now this is the mind of God being revealed to us. God is not aware of what you call sin. When you go into sin, you suffer on your own. But God's hand is not in it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God's hand, have you met somebody who has been tormented for many years? And one day he comes to confess to you that I've had this thing in my mind for many years, and you are there loving the person, and you have no problem with the person in your mind. All these years you are at peace with the person. But one day the guy comes up boldly and says, look, I have a confession to me. I've harbored this grudge against you. And that person was tormented. He was tormented all his while. But you didn't know. Amen. You didn't know. Did you know?
No.
God said to Adam, who told you are naked? Who told you? That means who told you are a sinner? You see, we are seeing the mind of God being revealed. The Old Testament that Moses brought to the men only was a darkened version of the mind of God. Is the word of God quite alright? But Moses did not have the spirit that we have today. Did not have the grace that we have today. Praise God. Because if Moses had that grace that we have today, he would even be greater than John the Baptist. But the Bible says that the greatest of the prophets is not even up to John the Baptist. But the least in God's kingdom is higher than John the Baptist.
Amen.
Because we walk in a new dispensation of grace.
Hallelujah.
Not by law, not by sight, but by truth. Knowing the truth and walking in the truth. Praise God. And when we walk in the truth, we are liberated from all the sin consciousness. God doesn't want you to wallow in sin, thinking that you are a sinner. Praise God. It's very important you know these things, brother, because this is the foundation of your faith. When you have a sin consciousness, see, that means you feel naked, you feel your garment is stained, you cannot actually ask God for things. You can't take the coins from the mouth of the fish. You can't turn the loaves into multitude. You can't perform without God. You are like an orphan in this world. You are separated from God. This is what happened to Adam. Adam left God's presence far away. And the Bible says, dust you are, dust to return. Now, I want us to understand, it's a downward trend into the pit. See, when you talk about backsliding, or somebody, you know, sinking into destruction, you go down, sinking far away from the light, from the reality, see, of the life of God. The reality that God is my life. Do you know God is your life?
Yes.
See, Paul says that when Christ shall appear, Christ, who is our life. There are no two lives. There's only one life. There's only one eye. And that eye, look at him there.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And it's by recognizing this eye that we enter into the promises. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let us first of all know who we are and recognize the Christ in the brethren. Hallelujah. Our sister spoke about Abraham. Abraham inherited a promise of a child, a seed, a baby. Praise God. And you could see that Abraham had every other thing. He was very, very rich at that time. He had servants, he had flocks, he had power, so much authority that Abraham was able to fight against kings. Do you know that?
Yes.
The Bible records that Abraham with his servants went to fight against kings. That's to show you that Abraham on his own was like a nation. He became so influential and powerful, but still he did not have a child. Praise God. And that child, without that child, there is no promise. I want us to understand today that that child is actually the Christ.
Hallelujah.
In you. He's the seed of promise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because the promises of God go to the seed.
Mm-hmm.
God does not bless me. God cannot bless a man. God cannot bless. Oh, I'm talking of a man. I'm talking of a mortal man. See, God's blessings go to the Son, to the seed, which is Christ. See that blessing that God gave man in the beginning? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All glory, all power, all authority, everything that is mine is yours. That blessing goes only to the seed. Not a good man. God does not know a good man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Have you heard of a good man before?
Never.
They tried to call Jesus a good man. And good Jesus Christ, who said he's good? Who is good here? What do you mean good? Even good men who had obeyed the laws, they will not carry women, they will not drink beer, they won't smoke cigarettes, they won't do all those things that people call sin. I'm not saying you should do that anyhow. Amen. Don't misquote me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it either. Amen. Let the Spirit in you tell you what to do. Amen. You know, you might be in a situation that God might can't tell you, my son, go and smoke that joint, that hemp there, and you'll be healed. Amen.
Amen.
You don't know. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know some drugs in your in the hospital, you know, they have cocaine?
Cocaine, yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I told you of a state, somebody was sick in the hospital once and was going away, and the doctors were all worried because the person couldn't pass out gas, like the gas was trapped in the body, and it's a very bad sign. Amen. Hallelujah. That time I was religious. So I said, Father, forgive me for this one, just this one. I took a small bottle of hot drink wrapper and sneaked into the hospital and gave the person one tap. Within 1 minute, all that gas came out of the person. The person is living hell, hate the orgy. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we just, so what I said, I don't tell you to do it, better do I tell you not to do it. Let those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I was in Nigeria for how many 10 days? I didn't take even a glass of alcohol. Amen. You see, so just to tell you, we're not. I just want people to walk by the Spirit, be led by the Spirit. See, let the Spirit lead you. See, those that are sons of God are led by the Spirit, not by laws or precepts of men. Hallelujah. Amen. If I'm walking in the Spirit, amen, I don't think the Spirit will tell me to wear a skirt that comes here and my pants is showing. What do they call that pants that divides the bottom into two?
Catapult.
Catapult. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's not change the topic. Anyway, but if I'm in the Spirit, I don't think the Spirit will advise you to do that. Amen. But I'm not telling you to do it or don't do it. You walk by the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're still speaking here about Abraham. The promise goes to the seed, which is Christ. The promise does not go to a good man. See, you just have to abandon your life as a man. See, because that's why I say you must pick up your cross, deny yourself. Because your human, what you taught yourself to be as a human, has no part in God's kingdom. He must die.
Amen.
Praise God. And you die by knowing the truth.
Amen.
You die by faith. See it. I remember when we were young Christians, we had to fast, we had to kill our flesh. I will fast for 7 days, you know, for 20 days. You fast, and you fast, and you come out of that fast, you discover that you are not, you see, it might continue, you might have some achievement for a while, but you discover that this thing don't last. I know the pastor in Milan here, who had he just came out of a fast, very long fast, and he was very hungry, edgeful, and he came across his sister. Before he knew it, he was on bed with his sister. See, and when he was accosted later, why did you? He said, when he was, you know, when you're after fasting, you know, you're hungry, and you know. Hallelujah. Amen. And I will never mention the name, but these are friends. But you know, these things happen, and you begin to realize that it's not just by fasting without an understanding. You fast with understanding. Praise God. Because some people go out of line. They become mental. See, I know of a brother who used to fast day and night for many years, and now he's mental. You see, he goes to the council center somewhere in Nigeria, and he sits down every morning and says he will not live there until they put his name in the book of life. Every morning he goes there and sits down. He says he's not leaving that office until they put his name in the book of life. See, it was very religious and zealous. Why? Because they didn't have the understanding. See, a religious spirit took over them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So let us understand what's happening. So this promise goes to the seed, and I want us to learn something from Abraham to the brethren. Amen. Those of us that want promotion in God. Amen.
Amen.
Those of us that want to see the promise of God. Hallelujah. There's something that God used to bless me so mightily, and I want to share with you today. Praise God. Because like our sister said today, it's not a matter of just talk. talk. Amen. It's not a matter of big scriptures. But I want us to understand one basic thing as Christians today. Something that we must put into practice. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn quickly to the book of Genesis, chapter 18. Let us see how Abraham got the promise. All these are in the Bible for our edification. See, God gave us a secret on how Abraham finally got the promise. Very important. This is very, we're going to see a very important thing that will open the door for blessings for us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Verse 1. And the Lord appeared unto him, that's unto Abraham, in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed what? Himself towards the ground, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest under this tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort you, your hearts. After that you shall pass on. For therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the earth. And Abraham ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hastened to dress it, and he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, where is thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee to the time of return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah hid it in the tent which was behind him. Hallelujah. And now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women, meaning that no more menstruation. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I wax old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? Praise God. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which I am old? Hallelujah. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Let's repeat this thing. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Praise God. At the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Praise God. Now, I want us to understand there's a mystery here. Listen very attentively. There's a mystery here. Because God is showing us a key to fruitfulness. See it? So that the wombs, the barren wombs, can begin to bear Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the woman's salvation shall come through childbearing. You see this in a letter in Timothy. We're not speaking about having physical children. Amen. When you come into Christ, you have to be ready to leave the elementary things and become spiritual people, because we are spiritual people.
Amen.
Praise God. God has demonstrated to us a heavenly kingdom, a spiritual kingdom. See, where people make mistakes in the churches and in the systems of religion is that they try to apply the things literally in a natural sense. Amen.
Amen.
When God talks about having babies, or babies are a blessing, it's not talking, telling you to go and have 20.
Okay.
Amen. Some people are, they keep delivering these babies like rabbits, and they're saying God is blessing them. Amen. It might not be so. If it was so, probably Jesus would have had 20 babies. Probably Paul would have had more babies than 15 babies. Amen. Let us understand, let us be wise and hear what the Spirit is saying. Childbirth is Christ, bringing forth the Christ. Amen. If you do not birth the Christ in you, You cannot have the promise. Praise God. Very important we know these things. And Abraham, after roaming for many years, got the secret. The Bible says that the Lord came to Abraham while he was under the tree of what? Mamre. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says that Abraham lifted up his eyes, and who did he see? He saw the Lord. Hallelujah. First of all, discernment of the Lord. I want us to understand that this same Lord must have walked past the other people. But Abraham was able to discern the Lord. And I can assure you, the Lord didn't go there with wings. See, if it was cloth, if they used to tie the cloth in those days, that was what he appeared with. See, if Jesus was to appear today, he could appear with the jeans. Amen? Maybe at times the jeans might even be falling. You know how they do it now? You know those jeans that fall down? You know? And those men walk like this, you know? These young guys. Jesus could walk in like that.
Yes.
Amen? Hallelujah. Someone say, man, come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to understand that this was a simple man, just like us. Praise God. Amen. You know, some of the dresses you wear now, years ago, you would not dare wear them. You know that? So things change, and at times, we know, we the older ones, we get worried. But don't worry, everything's in order. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't worry, everything is what? It's in order. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our sister is wearing jeans here now, and she came here to sing holy songs with jeans. You dare not try it in some churches years ago. Even up to now. You dare not. Praise God. Hallelujah. But those people who preach those things, if you put them in a row with a lady, amen.
Amen.
They will pray, they will cry, they are sweating with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Just outward religious, you know. Praise God. Amen. So, Abraham was able to discern the Lord. Discerning the Lord's body is a very important thing.
Amen.
See, discerning the Lord's body. Paul says some of you are sick, some of you are weak, some of you have problems because you are not discerning the Lord's body. You're not discerning the Lord's body because people make the mistake of trying to serve God without discerning His body. See, people try to serve God and curse man. Have you heard that? I want to serve God, but when you see man, you curse man. You hate man. You stab man. But Paul learned a lesson. When Paul was going about killing the disciples, and Paul heard a voice from heaven saying, what? Why are you doing what?
Persecuting me.
But Paul said, no, I'm God. I'm these people I'm persecuting. I'm persecuting men, not you, God. How can I do that? But God said, don't you know that that's me that are persecuting? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't you know that that is me that you are persecuting? Hallelujah. Discernment of the Lord's body. Jesus Christ says, the least you do unto these ones, you do it unto who? Unto me. So if you want to see the Lord's body, you have to open your eyes spiritually. That is the symbol in Abraham's lifting up the head. See, when you lift up the head, that means you put up the head to see higher. You begin to discern the Lord's body. And that is the Lord's body here.
Hallelujah.
Now, it doesn't matter what the person did to you or what the person does. It doesn't matter. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many times the person falls or what. It does not matter. The truth is there. Truth. Praise God. You think God can get bitter with a man? Do you think God can harbor malice against a man? He said that my ways are what? are higher than your ways are earthly, of the dust, law. But God is a God who executes love and like loving kindness to all men. He causes his light to shine upon all, upon the evil, upon good, whatever.
Just and the unjust.
That is how God is. He sends his rain to the just and unjust. God loves everybody equally and is a respecter of what? Nobody. Can you not love yourself? When God sees you, see himself. Because there's only one. We all are in him. This is the mystery of the gospel we're hearing today. The Bible says that he has made known to us the mystery of his will. And what is that will? To gather us back into him. Because we came out of him. Praise God. So Abraham was first of all able to discern the Lord. And after discerning the Lord, what does he do? He humbles himself to become what? A servant. Abraham humbles himself to what? To become a servant. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. How we can understand the mystery here? We're seeing the key to success. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Abraham humbled himself to become a servant. Now, this is a man who had servants. This is a man who could have simply told the man to sit down and he would get other people to call the servants to serve them. But he himself went around making sure things were done. Hallelujah. And he declared to them that I am your what? I am your servant. Praise God. He declared to them, I am what? I am your servant. Praise God. Can we discern this mystery here? 1 John, in the book of John, Jesus Christ removed his robe. The Bible says Jesus removed what? His robe. And knelt down. Praise God. Amen. He knelt down to do what?
To wash the feet.
To wash the feet of the. Hallelujah. And Peter was there wondering. What is this? What are you up to? You can't do that, my master. You can't do that. How can you wash my feet? I'm nobody. Peter, Jesus Christ told him, you cannot understand now.
Yes.
Later, you will understand what I'm doing. As Jesus Christ was washing the feet of Peter, what was Jesus seeing?
Seeing his master.
He was seeing the Lord. He was seeing God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus Christ, when he had finished and sat back, the Bible says he put on his garment and sat back. He said, blessed are you if you do this thing I just did. Because this is the highest thing.
Amen.
The highest thing is to become a servant.
Amen.
Of God. And if you are a servant of God, you need to be a servant of all.
Amen.
Because the lower you go in the spirit, in servanthood, the higher you go.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As Abraham ran around, and when he finally served the Lord, when the Lord had eaten and he was satisfied, What did he do? The Lord asked, where is your wife? Let us finish this matter once and for all. The Lord don't bear the fool.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I was hungry.
You feed me.
I was naked.
You
I was in prison.
You visited me.
Amen. The least you do unto this,
you
do unto me.
Hallelujah.
Blessed are you that do this thing. Jesus Christ said, blessed are you. You will be blessed if you do this thing. The problem is that in the flesh, we all want to become a God. We all have, let's not deceive ourselves. I know more than you. See, I'm higher than you. See, But I'll tell you the truth. When you come to a place and you truly see the face of God, even if they call you to become a pastor, you will not want to rest. You will not. When you get there, you know you are obliged to do it because you are paid and you have to do it. You don't want it. People don't know what you are joking with. I see people fighting for pastor, they don't know what they are playing with. By the time Moses saw the face of God, the Bible says Moses was the humblest man in the world. This same Moses tried to deliver the children of Israel. He tried to do it on his own before. But by the time he went through 40 years in the wilderness and saw God, he now became nobody. That was a servant, a pure servant. No pride in him. Right? He was the humblest man on the earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall see the honor of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're saying the greatest secret here. The Lord now asks Abraham, where is your wife? Where is your wife? I will visit her next year. And she shall what? And she laughed. Now this is a woman that everything had broken down. You know what it means, everything broken down?
Yeah.
Have you seen a broken down car? Abandoned, rusty. Amen. Praise God. I'm wondering even how at the age of 90s her husband would have been able to get into her. That would require faith. Praise God. Amen. You know, when you get to that kind of age, your wife is better like a friend. Amen. I'm sure probably anything sex would have been closed. But after that one, he must have to go in that night. Say, where are you, my wife? Come back. Come here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Requires faith to even move, to make that move at all. Amen.
Amen.
And all the engine parts come back to life.
Hallelujah.
See, that is the quickening effect of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Speeding up. He speeds his people up. Hallelujah. He quickens them. The dead ones become alive. The wilderness becomes flourishing gardens.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
God is able to do it. Hallelujah. But we must first of all discern his body and become servants. Servanthood is the highest thing. Praise God. It is the what? Highest thing. Because when you become a servant and your eyes begin to be open to behold God's presence, you will know what the psalmist meant, that there's only one thing he has desired.
Yes.
And that is to be in the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
To dwell there, to behold your glory. To inquire in your temple. Just to be there in his presence. That is enough for you. You don't want the glories of this world, but just to behold the glory and to love the name of the Lord. That is the servant that gets there. Jesus Christ says further that where I am is where my servants will be also. He talks about an elevated place, a dimension in God. You don't have to die to attain to the promises of God. God wants you to walk in the promises now so that men might see the glory in you and glorify the Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it comes first by discerning the Lord's body. Humbling yourself to serve one another. See, we're not just talking of only just Christians. Serving all people you come across. People in the workplace. People you meet along the line. Praise God. Serving, because you are meeting, it's a holy act. Anytime you meet a man, it's an holy encounter. Praise God. It's an holy encounter. So don't joke with men. Hallelujah. The least you do unto them, you do unto me also. See, let us forget the idea, our idea, or our concepts of sin and whatever. Remove those things from your mind and focus on the Spirit. We're not saying we should tolerate nonsense. Amen.
Amen.
But focus on the truth. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
and you will be blessed in all these things. Hallelujah. God is able to turn things around. Please, let's turn quickly to the book of Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. I'm going to start from verse 1. Now, this is a vision of the New Jerusalem. That is God's kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I want to say, you have to be careful when you understand. You see, Paul makes a statement in a letter to the Hebrews. Says, you have what? Come to the city of the
living God.
So you can see, Paul was speaking about a reality that is present for the saints. See, you must know these things. Don't let the devil rob you of your glory and your promises. Amen.
Amen.
He says, you have what? Come to Mount
Zion.
Now, God's holy city. And we are here gathered among angels. You know that times, because my wife, I've gone deeper into the scripture than my wife, that there are many things I've seen in scripture than she has seen in the past. Now, of course, we've shared for many years together. But there are certain things I will share with her that even before I could open my mouth to speak it, she had already seen the vision of what I'm going to share. The first time I opened my mouth to speak on the tabernacle of God to her, the very first time, the Lord opened her eyes to see the instruments, the furniture of the tabernacle. Because all those promises, anytime before I open my mouth, she sees it. Why do you think she's seeing this? I want you to understand, as we are here, there's a gathering. We're not the only ones here. See, there's a gathering of heavenly hosts, angels among us.
Amen.
And if you are sensitive, you will know these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are also listening, and they are also, you know, praising God. You have come to Mount Zion, to the new Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem.
Mm.
What we are about to read in Revelation chapter 22 is an insight into the new Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God shows us these things so that we can have access into his promises.
Mm.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says that the Spirit of God will announce to you things to come. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He will announce to you things to come. He will show you things to come.
Hallelujah.
He will give you a revelation,
yes,
of the ages to come.
Yes.
And we are walking into the ages to come.
Hallelujah.
Because like Paul says, upon we the ends of the world has come.
Mm-hmm.
Paul wrote this thing many years ago. The end of the world has come upon we who are following the gospel truth in Zara. Because he has come to take us out of this world. What is of this world? I'm talking of a realm. Because the world represents ignorance. It represents the realm where men walk in the flesh. Far away from the knowledge of the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So very important we understand as we go into this thing. Revelation chapter 22. From verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the streets of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of what? Life, with their fruits, 12 manner of fruit, and yielded a fruit every month. Praise God. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more what?
Cross.
Can we repeat that? No more?
Cross.
No more?
Cross.
Praise God. But the fruit of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall what?
Shall
serve him. And they shall do what? See his face. And his name shall be written what?
On
their foreheads. And there shall be no more night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Amen.
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 Now you can see You must understand things. See, when he speaks about a river of life, a river flowing in the midst of the city. Where do you first hear of a river in the Bible? Where do you see that river first of all in the Bible?
Genesis.
That's the Garden of Eden. What do you hear of trees? What do you first see trees in the Bible?
Garden of Eden.
Do you know the trees? Look at the trees.
Yes.
These are the trees planted by the street, by the banks of what? Have you seen someone? He said, better than what? Those that meditate on the word of God. Amen? Yes. They shall be like what? Trees planted by
the.
Look at the trees of life here. By their fruit, by their fruits you shall
know
them. Men are trees. See, what, you know, there are some trees that you see, you can't handle. When you handle them, they will trick you. Amen. Have you seen a cactus tree? Cactus, and they grow in deserts. Those ones, they grow in desert places. See, that is man. That, have you seen the liquid of the cactus? Well, that white liquid. Have you tested it?
Poisonous.
Bitter. You know, I used to live in the north of Nigeria, so I've seen all those things. These are what you see, those animals with tongues that go, that represent men who are outside the light. You cannot bear fruit except you are a Christian.
Yes.
When I say Christian, I'm not talking of a religious person. Amen? I'm talking of somebody who walks in the light, in the revelation truth. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Trees of life and what their leaves were for the healing of their
nations.
Those are the people who are outside the gates of Jerusalem. Amen?
Amen.
So when our sister speaks about evangelism, that's what she means. She means your leaves are supposed to bring healing to people. Amen? Healing, spiritual healing. And when they come across you, they are healed. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what I wanted to focus here is that these people who are in this place serve God and see God and God alone.
Mm-hmm.
In that place, you don't see anything apart from
God.
Amen.
You see, if you see anything apart from God, you are seeing the lie. If you see anything apart from God, you are seeing vanity. That's why in the book of Psalms 24, it says, who shall ascend God's holy hill?
He said, he was a clean
heart. Clean hands. And
pure heart.
And as God lifted his heart to walk to vanity.
Hallelujah.
Now you must understand that the eyes have to be opened to discern the Lord. See, this is the level of spiritual attainment Jesus Christ got to when he could say, Father, forgive them. As they sack him, as they punch him, as they kick him. He was so spiritually developed that he could discern the Lord's doctrine. You know, those same scribes and Pharisees that killed him, you know, he told them that the temple of the kingdom of God is within them.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
They don't know what they are doing. They don't know that they are killing their nonsense. They don't know what they are doing. They are blind. The God of this age has blinded their eyes from reality. They can't see. They only see a man after the flesh.
Mm.
But you are not able to discern the Lord's body. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Servants of God. Hallelujah.
God.
Everybody that finds himself in the New Jerusalem serves the Lord and has the name of the Lord written upon him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Servanthood is the highest thing.
Amen.
To go high, you must go down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall what?
Lift
you high. If you humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and serve the Lord with all of your heart and with all of your soul and all of your strength, he will lift you up.
Amen.
You see, actually the gates open for you. and you begin to walk into the New Jerusalem. Have you heard the scripture that says, open you everlasting gates, be lifted up, that the King of Glory may enter in. Who's the King of Glory, brother?
The Lord Almighty.
You are not still hearing me. Who's the King of Glory, brother? You. You are the King of Glory. The Lord Mighty in battle. What battle are you fighting? You have to overcome the lies of the devil. That is you. He has given you the battle axe, the sword. Hallelujah. Who is the King of Glory? You see, the psalmist asked that question. Praise God. You know, when you see the let Samuel, sit down in one place. Sit down. Praise God. Who is the King of Glory?
We
must understand this word, brethren. Because when you awake, you will know what it means that I am the resurrection. In the resurrection, there is only one man, and that is the Lord. He says, I am the resurrection, I am the life. There is no other life apart from the life of the Lord. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. You cannot enter into the New Jerusalem as a man. You can only enter as the Lord.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says they have the name of the Lord of the Father upon their name. That is your new name.
Amen.
In reality, that is your true name.
Amen.
Oh, praise God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. When you begin to walk in this realm, everything begins to work out for your good.
Amen.
Amen. Jobs, work, everything begins
hallelujah.
To flow.
Hallelujah.
Healing begins to flow. Love begins to bubble in you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
At times it's difficult to love, isn't it?
Yes.
And you try to, you can't.
Man, I've never loved.
You just have to let this revelation take a hold on you. Amen. And you'll be loving your neighbor as yourself. See, along with the love and innocence comes your joy.
Amen.
Comes the faith to move mountains. See it. That innocence brings the power, restores you to your glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, a little baby that just born. If the baby knew what he wanted, see it. There would be nothing impossible for that child.
Yes.
Because he has that innocence in him. The only thing that will hinder you from answered prayers is your lack of faith, your doubt. If you can't say like Jesus Christ that I know that the Father has not left me, the Father is always with me. If you can't say it without doubting, then anything you can't prosper. See, it's your faith. God can't do anything for you. God can only redeem you from the pit and cause you to reign once more as the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. Some people are waiting for God to come in the night and put food on their table. Amen.
Amen.
God said, I can't do anything. I've given you everything already. That's what he said. God said, I can't do anything. I've done everything already. Everything that you need for godliness to bring you back to the place of all power and of, I've given you already. I can't do anything for you. If you just sit down and listen at my feet, that's all. I went to one place, they brought some brethren to me, people who have problems, who are praying with them and all that. And the first thing I told them, first of all, are you ready to listen? Sid, are you ready to listen? Because I told you, I know you've been going for pastor, but I'm not like, yes. You've been going for church, yes. I said, what makes you think this time around it will be different? Amen. Sid, I didn't deceive them. I just told them, are you ready to listen to the word of God? So I prepared CD tapes for them and I gave them. I said, it's how you know, the one of them was complaining of a kind of problem. I told you, it's a lie. Don't, there's no problem there. My lie. They were all surprised. I said, there's no problem there. You see, it's a lie. I said, how did God create you? Did God create you like that?
Okay.
That's why it's a lie. Amen?
Amen.
So you have given us the tools to bring us back to power. Let us love one another, brethren.
Amen.
Love is from God. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us serve one another, brethren. Let us wash our feet. Amen?
Amen.
Let us what? Wash one another's feet. Let that be our goal daily. Amen. like the psalmist, let us say, I want to stay in your temple and do what? And just behold your glory and to serve you all the days of my life.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to be a pastor.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't want to be a, what do you call it, elder. I don't want title. Amen. Because I don't want all those acts to be act or non-act or whatever. All I just want is to be what? In your temple. That's all I want. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.